Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden and President Donald Trump are wrapping up their campaigning with the election just 3 weeks away. Biden on Tuesday took his campaign to Florida, a state he called crucial for a victory. Trump took his reelection campaign to what political analysts consider the other key battleground state, Pennsylvania. An average of recent major polls show Biden leading Trump in both Florida and Pennsylvania. U.S. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett confirmation hearing resumes Wednesday in Washington. During Tuesday's nearly 12-hour session, Judge Barrett declined to answer a range of questions from senators on how she might rule on legal disputes she would face if confirmed to fill a crucial vacancy on the country's highest court. Barrett also rebuffed a question from a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee on whether she would recuse herself if she is quickly confirmed by the Senate from considering any legal disputes arising from the upcoming November 3rd general election. President Trump, who nominated Barrett, is trying to win a second term, says he wants Barrett confirmed to avoid a 4-4 stalemate on contested election issues. Barrett is a favorite of U.S. conservatives looking to give the court a decided 6-3 conservative majority. In the second day of a confirmation hearings for the appointment, Barrett also declined to say whether she would recuse herself from any legal disputes. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com with the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Thousands of conservative Muslims marched in Indonesia's capital Tuesday demanding that the government revoke a new law they say will cripple labor rights, with some clashing with police. Authorities blocked off streets leading to the presidential palace in Jakarta, where clashes between riot police and demonstrators, including workers and students, broke out last Thursday. The job creation law approved by Parliament last week is expected to substantially change Indonesia's labor system. Pro-democracy demonstrators gathered in Bangkok Wednesday amid concerns of possible confrontation with police or rival government supporters. Organizers had been hoping for tens of thousands to turn up to keep up momentum established by a rolling series of mass rallies that started back in July. Part of the protesters' agenda includes a call for the monarchy's reform, an audacious smashing of Thailand's biggest taboo. The monarchy is traditionally viewed with reverence and is seen as above criticism. It is protected by strict anti-defamation laws. Well, a trio of space travelers launched successfully to the International Space Station for the first time, using a fast-track maneuver to reach the orbiting outpost in just 3 hours. NASA's Kate Rubins and two Russian cosmonauts lifted off as scheduled from a site in Kazakhstan for the six-month stint on the station. For the first time, they are trying a two-orbit, three-hour approach to the orbiting outpost. Previously, it took twice as long for the crews to reach the station. The trio would join the NASA commander and the cosmonauts, who have been aboard the complex since April and are scheduled to return here to Earth about a week later. The United States and Germany urging Turkey to pull back a ship it has returned to waters that it and Greece both claim. Washington denouncing what it called a calculated provocation. Turkish Navy said on Sunday that its exploration vessel was heading back to eastern Mediterranean waters between the Greek island of Crete and Cyprus weeks after it left, after the two sides agreed to hold talks. And for more news, as always, we invite you to please join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.